Q-Cross is calling in to tell us about an event they got tomorrow night. I'm excited about this event, too. Mm-hmm. So. All right, hold on. Here we go.
Caller, you on the air?
Yes, this is Quentin calling in.
Hold on, Brother Q. What's happening, bro?
Nothing much. Took a little break from work to call in and talk to you guys about a great event SBK is holding in conjunction with the library tomorrow. Our Black History Barbershop Talks. And you know we got that name from you guys when y'all started the Barbershop Talks for us. Remember that. So tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m., we have some of the elders of our community, Miss Betty Davis, Miss Emma Roberts, our mother, Toni Kross. They're coming. They're going to tell their story of how, you know, if they was born here, what was Hudson like for them, if they migrated, why'd they come, what's going, what's the changes they've seen. We just want to hear their story and honor their commitment and their dedication to Hudson, because a lot of times people don't know what the contributions that people of color made in this community. So we want to give them that platform, followed by, you know, I'm going to be cooking all day tomorrow.
Okay.
Get a nice little soul food feast afterwards, you know, okay, the baked mac and chicken and all that, you know. Doing all that.
I want to ask a question, because the lineup that you have, anybody that was from Hudson, not even born from Hudson, but if you came through Hudson, you know these women, and you know of these women, and I mean, these are the elite women of our community and of our city. Did you have a hard time, you know, getting them to sign on to it, or were they just like, yes, please, let me do it?
It wasn't too difficult. But you know what it is? It's a, you know, the word I got to use is humility. Why me? You know, sometimes they're just so humble. Yeah. They don't, you know, why you want me to speak? And we need to hear their story, because we don't know. And a lot of challenges that we face in this community has been generational. Mm-hmm. So if we were to get that information and know what we're up against, it might be different players, but it's the same game, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just to get that knowledge, so we're trying to start that this up monthly. Do some more events around people if we can get them. I was really trying to get Miss Margie. Still trying to get her, because she is the elder. She's the matriarch of the whole thing right now.
Miss Margie, no joke, boy. Woo.
Yeah.
One thing that I saw, and I'll let you talk about it, is that a lot of people, there's a lot of single families out here. They might have problems with child care. I saw that there's something at the event that is going to provide child care.
Yes, we have our local chapter of Showing Up for Racial Justice Surge. They'll be providing child care that night. So come on now. You know, we got child care. We got food. We got conversation. We got community. One of the submissions of SBK is Bridging the Gap of Social Distance. This is how we do it. Letting you meet and greet people. I know we're going to show up.
I
know people are fascinated by, you know, by the Black community. So I just, you know, let's just come together. It's bittersweet for me, because this is actually, I'm transitioning out of SBK, and this is like my last event. April 1st, I'll be a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania resident.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm out. So this is like my last event. An organization that we co-founded together.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, man. And you sitting there, Big Burn, Elk, doing all types of big things. You sitting there next to the next mayor of the city of Hudson, Kamal Johnson.
I give him a clap. I'm giving him a clap for that one. Yo, let's have tell you something real funny, man, and Slay could co-sign this. So we're at a football party, we just hanging out and all that, and they was calling like Slay the next president, and I'm going to be the vice president.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, for you to say that, it make us laugh and stuff. Like, listen, I got two more questions, bro. One question, the library, you know, they're great people there. Did you have to go to them? Did they come to you? Like,
they actually reached out to me. And I guess they reached out to you. We said reach out there, and then they reached out to me, and and it was one of those things where I'm like, "Can you do the footwork? I'll get the people."
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat down, we started talking, and we was like, cookies and things. I'm like, hold on, we SBK. We eat. we show love through food. So we started putting that together. And, no, the library is great. You know, 7 days a week they open. They're with the community. We see our families and our kids, all different. They bring together everyone.
Yeah.
And they're doing a great job. Emily, who's our next door neighbor.
Yes, she is,
Brenda, they are awesome, and I'm really happy to be able to, Shanika, I'm really happy to be able to work together and bring this together. This is the beginning of a great partnership, and there's some more things coming up. There might be a big announcement on that night,
okay.
So stay tuned.
And my last question, and then I'll see if Slay got a question, is we don't do prices on here, so I can say this. How much is it to get into this event?
Oh, we free. SBK is free. You know, we always free. Mm-hmm. You know, even on our own events, we'd rather lose money just to have you show up, because it's about you showing up and lending. You know what the pay is? You lending your voice to the movement. Okay. You telling us what the issues are in the community. You speaking up, you know, for what's affecting us down at the youth center or around housing at Bliss Tower, or just showing up and being a presence. Your presence sends shivers down the spines of the power elite, mm-hmm. And that's all we need.
That's what's up. Slay, any questions for Brother Q?
I mean, you covered it all, man. I just want to wish you the best on, you know, your next ventures. We know this won't be the last. We know this won't be the last of you. So we don't need too many long goodbyes, but we definitely got to have you back on before you go. And, you know, I just think, you know, this is an event that has been a long time in the making, and it's an exciting thing, because sometimes we miss out on having real local history.
Yeah.
You know, we miss out on hearing it from the people who lived it. So this is exciting.
Yeah. One more thing, I work in a homeless shelter in the Albany area, and when I say I'm from Hudson, any of the people who are people of color who are here, who know Hudson, they always say, yo, is that Savoy spot still there?
Yeah.
You know, it's that type of thing, and we don't have any of those things now.
Yeah.
And maybe us coming together and start talking, like, where is our space outside of a church to congregate?
Yeah.
And I think it's the next conversation we need to be having, you know, and I'll Skype in.
Yeah. We'll definitely have you. Yeah. All right, bro, man. Thanks for everything. We'll definitely see you tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you very much. All right. Have a good night.
Yep.